Hey everybody, this is Ryan Nilsson with the Moviegoers Podcast. This week we got Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Spoiler alert, I go very in-depth on the movie here. If you haven't seen it, you might want to tune out. However, I don't think it will affect your viewing on the movie. Go really in-depth here. Go a bit of a rant on the film and what I did not like. So prepare yourself for that. It's a pretty fun review. So sit back and relax and listen to Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Dead Men Tell No Tales review by Ryan Nilsson. Hello, Moviegoers Talk fans, it's Ryan Nilsson with another episode of the Moviegoers Talk Show, talking about Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Okay, so, just gonna get right to it. Saw this at an early screening, it's been out for a month now, and this movie, there's a lot to say. So, Pirates of the Caribbean is a franchise, right? First two films I love, and yeah, I said first two, some people just kind of throw all of them off or overboard, off the plank, if you will, after the first one, because the first one's really fun. It's a phenomenal film. People were really surprised about it just because, like, oh my god, Disney made a movie off of a ride, and it was really good, a lot of fun. I actually think 2 is just as good, if not better. I think 2 is phenomenal, but that's another discussion for another time. 3, I like parts of, because it kind of continued this through-line story they had with Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann. And it just got a little silly at moments, like when they're getting married in the whirlwind or the maelstrom while they're fighting all these fish people. Just got a little silly for me. Even though the whole franchise is silly, this just got a little too silly for my liking. And the fourth one is a complete piece of shit. So anyway, the fifth one, right? More excited. They're bringing back the Will Turner storyline, sort of. At least that's what I got from the trailers. And, you know, it's Captain Jack. It's they took some time off, a hiatus. It's been like 4 or 5 years since number 4. Hopefully, like, do they have it back? Do they have that magic of those first few? Do they have the Pirates of the Caribbean love? And are they going to get a box office draw like they usually do? Well, of course they're going to make money, right? They had to make another one because these movies make billions of dollars. So we know we're getting the fifth one, but this is the franchise that made Johnny Depp's career. Captain Jack Sparrow. He got nominated for an Oscar for that first movie because his character and his portrayal of that character was so much fun. This movie disappointed me. I do think it's better than 3 and 4, but that's not saying much. So first of all, I'm just going to like run through the plot of this movie. We're going to get really in depth here. Opens up with Will Turner's son. I don't even remember his son's name because he's barely in the movie, even though he should have been in it more. So it's Will Turner's son, and he's sailing out on a little lifeboat in the middle of the ocean and then ties a fucking rock to his leg, throws it overboard to like kill himself, but he's actually just doing that so that he draws his father to come from the depths because he's Davy Jones now, if you don't forget that from the third one, and he brings him up. So I'm like, that's like really hardcore there. That's really adult. That's pretty intense. Okay, I'm into this. Gets his dad out, Orlando Bloom. He's got the little like starfish on his eye, sort of like his dad had it. And he comes in, he's like, son, what are you doing here? And he's kind of overacting. It actually felt like he was in a stage play for a second there. He's like, what are you doing? This is my curse. He's like, I'm going to free you, dad. And all this stuff. And he promises him that he's going to find a way to get rid of his curse so that he can actually live with his father again. And he says, no, this is my curse to bear. You'll never be with me. So right then and there, it jumps like a few years. It doesn't tell you how many years later, but I'm assuming it's at least 10 or 15 because this kid is all grown up now. He's probably in his 20s. So I'm thinking 20 years has passed. For some reason, every character in the movie looks like it's just how long it took for them to make the sequel, like maybe 4 years passed. None of them look 20 years older, even though this kid aged 20 years. So that rate off the bat just makes no sense at all. But okay, moving past that, it's a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, whatever. So you get he's looking for Jack Sparrow now. He finds out like, oh, I need to find Captain Jack and he can help me figure out a way to get rid of my father's curse for whatever reason. So we open on Captain Jack and a really awesome opening scene for him. And it really set my expectations up high because it's an awesome bank robbery scene where they're actually stealing the vault of a bank and some like Bahama Island or Caribbean Island. And they have all these horses. They have like 12 horses kind of pull all with rope attached to this vault, pull it through the city. Really cool action scene. And Jack was going to get beheaded at one point with a guillotine. And it was all this stuff. And Will Turner's son finds him. I'm just going to keep referring to him as Will Turner's son. He finds him and they get out of it and he helps him get out of it. And then there's also this girl who, by the way, they introduced this female character named Miss Smith. And she is referred to as a witch because she's smart. And I'm like, okay, cool. They're portraying how people treated women during that time. But they really bring that up the entire movie. She's a witch because she's smart. And I'm like, guys, take it easy. Like, what are you talking about? She's not a witch. What? Even like pirates aren't this stupid. They kept calling her a witch, because she knew how to read a map. Like, it was the stupidest thing ever. Anyway, they just really overused that joke. Which goes to another big problem I have with this movie. The comedy just isn't there, man. Captain Jack was funny in bits, and that just made it more effective because he wasn't funny all the time. So the little few moments he was, it was that much more funny. However, this entire film, he's just a bumbling idiot. So he's a drunk. Like, again, in this vault scene, what he wakes up, they open this vault. They're like, we're unveiling the new vault of the Caribbean. And he's in the vault, and there's like another girl there, and he's holding like a glass of rum. And they're like, how'd he get in there? And it doesn't really make much sense. And he's just drunk the entire film. And it's just not the Captain Jack we used to. Because we liked Captain Jack Sparrow because, yeah, he's this really fun, kind of different pirate. He looks cool. But he's also kind of a menace. Like, people fear him. Other pirates fear him. Like, Barbossa feared him, even though Barbossa was undead. Barbossa got rid of him because, and he threw a mutiny because of he feared Jack Sparrow. He thought he was a really good pirate. So there's some stuff there, and it just felt like that was all kind of thrown out the window here, and he's just kind of a bumbling idiot. And the whole film is progressed through Jack Sparrow's bumbling idiotness, if that makes sense. Like, he just kind of stumbles into these situations, and that progresses the film, and he's the main character. It should have been Will Turner's son is the main character and Jack Sparrow is the side character, because that's what made it work in the first few movies. Yeah, maybe he's a co-lead, Jack Sparrow, but he wasn't the lead. He's the lead in this movie, and it doesn't work. He's not that entertaining, and it almost ruins his character. He's playing a caricature at this point, not even a character version of himself. There's no arc for Jack Sparrow here. So now we get introduced to the villain of the film, Captain Salazar, which is played by Javier Bardem. Phenomenal actor, and that plays into this formula of what these Pirates of the Caribbean movies do. They get all-star actors to portray the villains just so that we, right off the bat, have a little bit of sense of fear from them. But they don't really have anything written for that villain. Not a lot there. You know that Jack Sparrow kind of screwed him over in the past. Jack Sparrow, like, tricked him into sailing right into, like, a cave or something. It didn't make a lot of sense. He's just like, full steam ahead, let's follow them into that cave. And then Jack Sparrow, like, shoots a hook on the ship, and they do, like, a 180. And then they just, like, crash and burn, literally, in this cave. And he became a ghost because it was in the Bermuda Triangle, so that's why he's a ghost. Now, I will say the visual effects on Captain Salazar and his crew were really cool. It constantly looked like they were underwater, and they're kind of ghosts, which I really liked. So they steal the vault of the bank, but they actually don't get any money, which was kind of funny. They just have the vault, and the whole crew just says to Jack, you don't have it anymore, Jack Sparrow. We're going to leave you now. And they all betray him and leave him, and he's just kind of alone. And Will Turner's son's like, you're the Jack Sparrow my dad talked about. Oh, my God. Even though he would never have actually spent time with his dad because he was Davy Jones, it makes no sense. So he's disappointed in Jack Sparrow. And then the Miss Smith girl is like, let's get the crew back. And after Jack Sparrow, like, gives his compass away for a thing of booze, that sets Captain Salazar off to go get him, because there's some urban myth, or someone told him when he got the compass, if you ever betray the compass, it will unleash ghosts on you. And that happens. So then Salazar's after him, and the whole entire plot occurs. So then we get into Captain Barbossa. You know what? Let's just talk about Jeffrey Rush as Barbossa for a few minutes. Jeffrey Rush as Barbossa is the best part of this entire franchise. He is the coolest pirate, the most realistic pirate. When you think of a pirate, you think of Captain Barbossa in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And that's even what makes number two so much better, when he pops up at the end and you're like, oh my God, he's alive. He is awesome. And he was what I was looking forward to most in this movie, because he was so good in those other movies. So Barbossa comes on, and basically his entire role in this film is working for Salazar, because Salazar is threatening his life, and he's like, I'll take you to Captain Jack Sparrow if you spare me, crew. And he gets him there, and that's his entire role in this film. He basically has nothing to do until the very end, which we'll get to in a few minutes. So again, the whole thing with this movie that just bothered the hell out of me is it's focusing on Sparrow, and it should be focusing on Will Turner's son, that storyline. But no, it's Salazar and Sparrow. So somehow it's figured out that if you get the Trident of Poseidon, you can get rid of every curse in the Caribbean. Like, you just got to unearth the Trident of Poseidon, wave it around, maybe even break it, and you get rid of every curse ever. So the curse that Davy Jones, Will Turner, has, if they destroy this trident, then that's gone. No more curse. He's free. Also, it will get rid of Salazar's curse of being a ghost when he died in the Bermuda Triangle, which makes no goddamn sense. So that's the whole thing. And they're trying to find the Trident of Poseidon, and they use the Smith girl's diary that her family had and all this stuff. So then they get there at the end, and each pirate kind of collides with each other. You got Salazar, you got Barbossa, and you got Jack Sparrow with Will Turner's son. And they're all there. They're all on this island where the Bermuda Triangle is, and underground beneath the ocean is where the Trident will be. Now, a really cool special effect that happened in this scene. So they figure out something with a diary and an emerald on this island, and it splits the ocean, so you can actually be on the ocean floor, which I thought was really cool. It was a really cool special effect where they're in the middle of the ocean, and they can see against the walls all the fish swimming, but they are on the ocean ground, and that's where the Trident is. So they get it, and there's this kind of fun fight scene between Salazar and Jack, and Salazar is possessing Will Turner's son, and he can't kill him because it will kill his son and all this stuff, and it's really cool. So then they destroy the Trident, and the ships from above have their anchors down all the way to the ocean floor, so they're like riding up. And at one point, weirdest part of the movie, at one point, they're all on the anchor. It's Jack, it's Will Turner's son, it's the Smith girl, Barbossa, and Salazar. And now Salazar is, you know, a human now because the curse is gone. And Barbossa realizes for some reason, like, oh my god, he's going to come up here and kill us while they're on the anchor going up. So he decides to sacrifice himself by taking out Salazar. When he really could have just gone down there, like, kicked him off and still hung on, he just jumps, takes him down, and that's when Miss Smith realizes that Barbossa was her father. They just kind of throw that in there. Barbossa was her father. So she's not Miss Smith, she's a Barbossa. And you're supposed to feel, like, this emotion when Jeffrey Rush falls to his death. When, again, the water's coming up, I think he could have just swam up. So I just don't, it was terrible. I thought it was a terrible death scene. I didn't feel it, and it was the best character in the movie, so they just got rid of him. And then they go up and cut to an island in the South Pacific, or in the South Atlantic, where I guess Will Turner's son is, and he's with Miss Barbossa, and then his dad comes onto the beach, and you're like, oh yeah, they're reunited. And then somehow Elizabeth Swann is on the island too, and she has no dialogue. She just pops up, beautiful face. She does not look 20 years older. She even looks younger, not even a gray hair. I understand Will Turner not aging because of the curse, but she doesn't look old at all. So okay. And then they reunite, and that's the end of the movie. And it just kind of felt like the bookmarks, the bookends of this film are what I was most interested in. And that's not the film. Everything in the middle, the 2 hours in the middle, I just was not interested in it at all. Salazar, waste of a villain, waste of a performance by Javier Bardem. And then it cuts to Jack Sparrow being like, oh, I have a meeting, a rendezvous on the horizon. And it fades to black. Oh, God. So now, all that was bad. And I said my least favorite part of the movie was the tonal inconsistency. It didn't know whether to be serious or funny. And the past movies did a really good job of balancing that tone and going back and forth between serious and funny. This movie's all over the place. My actual biggest problem with this movie, there's an end credit scene. Now, a lot of people actually didn't even stay for it. But Pirates of the Caribbean was doing end credit scenes before, like, the Marvel movies and stuff. So I stayed. Oh, boy. So it's Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann sleeping in a bed. And then you hear thunder, and it's raining outside, and you see lightning. And then you hear like a walking towards their room, and you even see a claw. And it's totally Davy Jones's like crab claw kind of clap in the air. It's like a I don't know why he's doing that, but he just does a crab clap in the air. And there's a thunder crack. And then Will Turner wakes up. No one's there. And the camera pans down beneath his bed, and there's like two seashells or something. And then it's another thunder, and it cuts to black. First of all, let's talk about that for a second. makes no sense at all, because they just spend this entire movie finding this trident that gets rid of every curse. Meaning, Will Turner is no longer Davy Jones. That's why he's sleeping with his wife on an island. And Davy Jones died in the other movie. So somehow he's back alive. And he's not even human form. He's in cursed fish people form. So it just makes no fucking sense. Like, at all. It just kind of throws out all the continuity of the series. In an end credit scene that's supposed to tease the next movie, it throws off the entire franchise. What the hell? This makes no sense. Okay, that's all I gotta say about it. I would give Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Dead Men Tell No Tales, a 4 out of 10. Wow, that was a long review, long rant on how much this film disappointed me. Again, I think it's better than 3 and 4, but that's a low bar. So, you know what? Let me know what your thoughts are on this movie. Am I right about the end credits scene? I think it totally just like throws an inconsistency jumble into the whole franchise. So let me know what you guys think. I'm Ryan Nelson. Thanks for listening.